Welcome to the GISC podcast. New research from GISC suggests that the way that people look for information in libraries and online is changing. GISC recently commissioned a report from the OCLC to bring together a number of different studies in this area. Senior research scientist Dr. Lynn Silipini-Conaway at OCLC Research in the US talks to Nicola Yeales about how researchers bounce and whirl and what that means for the library of the future.
How does the typical researcher or student approach the search for new resources?
Well, the studies indicate that the users basically look for information through a web browser and most specifically Google. So that's their first place for looking for information. From there, they bounce between resources. And so there's this bouncing behavior. Also, there is something that they call the squirreling behavior. So they squirrel these downloads. They spend little time using the content, but they get the content, download it in case they need it for later. They also have very short sessions, so very quick, basic searches. They view few pages, so not very many pages are viewed. They do a lot of that power browsing. So they go from one item to the next to see if the item is what they want. And they use really quick chunks of information, so little bits of information. And they read, they scan very quickly.
What differences are there in how researchers and students approach research across different subjects?
Well, one study, the researchers and discovery services in 2006 indicated that there are some disciplinary differences, but, and I'm quoting the study, they said similarities, quote, are more striking than differences. However, they did say that there are some gaps in this discovery to delivery. And that foreign language materials, especially for social scientists and arts and humanities researchers, are very difficult for them to find and to access. They also said that there are some disciplinary differences between the researcher's satisfaction with some services, and the researchers in the sciences are most satisfied with getting, with accessing and discovering electronic information, and that the arts and humanities researchers have some serious problems trying to get information. And another study on e-journals said that the historians are more likely to use Google and to use search tools inside the journal publisher or book publisher's platforms than life sciences. And also that the ebook usage is higher in business than in engineering, but they don't indicate if this could be the problem with the availability of content. But we do know that business books are very highly used in the ebook arena.
So what are the issues researchers face in accessing resources?
What we have found in these studies is that it's very difficult for researchers to access the content. What they want is to find the content and then to get immediate access to the content. And there are things that come up that are issues. They say that they need multiple passwords, that once they get into a publisher or a library platform, that the searching is different. And so the one thing that kept coming up was access, and that they want to have this seamless access from discovery to right into the item. And that is one of the biggest complaints that we were hearing, or most one of the biggest difficulties with these researchers.
How can technology help overcome problems in discovering resources?
Well, what I learned from analyzing these 12 studies and also from collecting data for our two studies is that that discovery isn't quite the issue that it used to be. And we talk about discovering information and then having thousands of hits or retrievals that appear. And this doesn't even seem to be an issue with some of the researchers. Some said they wanted a way to limit. Others say that they just ignore all of those thousands of retrievals and that they can basically just look and scan and then quickly pull the chunks that they need. But again, what they really want is access to full content. They want it, convenience kept coming up. They want it to be very convenient. They don't want to have to skip around and go into different places or actually leave their workstation, their desktop, and walk, even if the item is very close to them physically. They want to be able to have everything right there on the desktop with the seamless access.
How could technology help with that seamless access?
Well, I think we really need to look at ways of not interfering with this access. And by interfering, I mean, you know, requiring different passwords and logins. That came up a lot with the data that we collected. And that they don't want these intermediary steps. If I find an item, I want to be able to click on it immediately and get to it. I don't want to have to get to another page and then another page and then sort through that. So I think if technology, if there's a way that we can have a login, a password, or something that can be universal, which I think is probably a big dream at this point. And so I think that is the issue of making it easier to get to that full text content.
What do you see as the role of libraries in the future?
Well, there are quite a few implications for libraries. And some of them, number one, I think one of the key issues for libraries is marketing and promotion. And it was very interesting. This came out in almost all of the studies, but also when we were collecting data for our sense-making study, people would say, oh, we loved using these online journals and this is just great. And when we probed and asked about the library providing these online journals, the researchers had no idea that the library provided them. They would say, oh, you know, it's through the university, we pay fees, or the university makes these available to us. This also came out with our Seeking Synchronicity study when we were looking and studying the sustainability and evaluating virtual reference services. Many of the individuals did not know that libraries offered any type of reference service, whether it was face-to-face, telephone. So just letting individuals know what we do, I think, would be a big step, because I think that we do things so well that we mask that we even provide it. So I think branding is an issue and promotion, advertising. We also found in almost all of the studies that libraries are valued. And but then again, people look at libraries as places for books. And so they don't realize all of the other services and resources that we provide. So I think that's another big issue. I think that, and I hate to say this in this economic environment, but we as librarians need to provide a range of tools and services in different modes different media. Some people prefer walking into a library, talking to a librarian face-to-face. And human resources are key to finding information and research. And so some of them like to talk to a librarian face-to-face. Others want to be able to call on a telephone. Others want to be able to communicate with an information professional virtually. Some want to be able to hold a book and look through a book. Many want this electronic access. So I think that as librarians, we have to offer this wide range of services and resources, which is very difficult and in these economic times. Seamless access, again, if we can remove some of these barriers between discovering the information and then accessing them. What came up in some of the studies was the foreign language materials, older materials, back files of journals. If we can start to make those available digitally, it would really help our users. I can't stress this enough, but users believe that more digital and greater variety is better. And so I think we need to really work on that. I think in many ways we do need to have more direct links to content and to our searching. And so when individuals search and they retrieve their number one retrieval, which was another question of some of the users, how do we know, what's the ranking system of libraries? But when they get to an item, they want to link directly to it or know how they can get it very quickly. Another thing is we try to streamline cataloging and limit the metadata. And right now, some metadata should be very rich. And so if you have table of contents in your metadata, more subject headings, that's very important to researchers. And again, I hate to say this in some ways, but the researchers are very familiar with the look of other web-based services and search engines like Google, Yahoo, Amazon.com. And in many ways, they're familiar with that, and they want our websites, our web services, to look like that. And we often provide very detailed ways of looking for information, which some researchers need and value. But the majority of the people, and this came out in the studies, do keyword searching. And so it's very important to them to have a very simple, familiar, convenient interface. So I think that's something else that we need to really work on in libraries.
You've been listening to a JISC podcast. For further information, please visit www.jisc.ac.uk. Thank you.